9 minutes and 19 seconds. Keeping time discipline. Good morning. So, my name is Hans. I'm come over from Germany. I'm very happy to be here on invitation by Lorette. And we talk about social business for the next 9 minutes. So, I guess every one of us have a clear understanding what is business. So, business is clear, making things running, making money. This is a very easy stuff. Without making money, business will not run. What's so special what Stephen and his colleagues are doing in the States, Vidar Jørgensen and him, they're business people. They're totally business driven. But suddenly they start something what Professor Yunus called social business. They don't make this business running to make money, so making for social. And if you think what's social, there's a lot of definition what's social. Last week, Professor Yunus gives a very clear answer, says social is all about you. So it means doing business for you and for you. So not for me. So going in this business field to say, let's create the power of business, not on the selfish part of us, let's creating the power of business on the selfless part of us. Stephen is an extremely successful business person. He can open many, many other business, but now he makes a big decision to say, I do it for you and I do it for you, especially for the people who really is the need. So it means I'm looking around and where is the need. I have also a small movie for you, and I had two types of movie. And today morning at discussion, should I show you this one with a better picture, or should I show you this one with a better content? And I'm a communication designer and I'm a marketing guy, so always we go for the fancy stuff. So, but I know we're in the academic world, so I show you this one with the better content.
My appeal is to justify the totality of human being, we need to have two kinds of business, at least two kinds of business. A business which centers around me, that's a profit maximizing business. It's all about me. I want to make money. And the other business is kind of a reverse of it. It's all about others, nothing about me. That I'm calling social business. Business to do good to people, do good to the planet, without any intention of financially benefiting out of it. And if you feel that urge, you can create that company. If we insert that concept into the economic theory, the whole economy becomes different. We can create social businesses in many, many directions. We have created income, we have created some social businesses to demonstrate that again by demonstration. What it is. One became very popular example is a company that we created called Grameen Danone Company. It's a Danone of France, which is a popular, you eat their yogurt almost all the time. You like it, I like it. Whole world likes it. So we created Grameen Danone Company in Bangladesh, a joint venture, as a social business. We told Danone, as a social business, you will never get any dividend out of this company. And we will never take any dividend out of this company. But the company will make money, will make profit, profit will stay with the company. As investors, we can take back whatever money we have invested, nothing more than that. Because this company is dedicated to a social purpose. What is the social purpose? There are millions of malnourished children in Bangladesh, like many other countries, because poor people cannot afford to feed the right kind of diet to their children, so they become malnourished. Whatever micronutrients are missing in those children, we put it into this yogurt. Vitamin, iron, zinc, iodine, whatever. And it becomes a fortified yogurt. And make it very cheap. So that every poor child can afford to buy this. It doesn't cost them anything. And then they will regain the health. The more children regain health, the better successful the company becomes. Because company's bottom line is how many children are coming out of malnutrition. That's the bottom line. Unlike the bottom line of profit maximizing company? What is your return per investment? What is the profit you are making? So you reverse that thing. So in this social business, you don't talk about how much you make, because you don't make anything. That's how you designed it. Your objective is to see, address those things. Now, because it became popular, another company, another French company, Veolia, is a water company, is again big water company. They want to have a social business with us. We proposed to them, why don't we bring safe drinking water in the villages of Bangladesh where people are drinking arsenic contaminated water all over Bangladesh, and nobody can help them. So we said we can have a water company, water which is so affordable that everybody can drink that water, and the company covers its cost, and we solve the problem. So we can address any social problem. Healthcare is a big problem. 47 million people in this country don't have health insurance. And I said, this could be an excellent social business to run, because profit-maximizing companies don't go there, because they will not make that kind of brilliant profit out of it. So they go someplace else. So this would be a good subject for social business. And you look at all the things, like, for example, there are many serious diseases in the world for which vaccines are already there. It's invented, it's designed, it's all there. But no pharmaceutical company produces it, because you don't make money. These are the poor people's diseases. They can't pay. What kind of world is this? Should we leave everything to the decisions of the profit maximizers, so that their benefit is what decides the world? Or there's something else to bring in? That's the basic question.
I personally love this question. And up today, with the Grameen Creative Lab and with the Yunus Center in Dakar, we built up not only joint venture with Danone and Veolia. Something is wrong on my computer at the moment, but we have just signed a contract with Otto. Otto is the world's biggest mail order company and the second biggest internet shop after Amazon. We signed just a contract with Adidas. We are negotiating at the moment with SAP. We have a clear announcement, and Volkswagen want to do it. And believe me, we get every week calls to set up more. During the discussion with students, we find out this is not the only field where we should spread the idea about social business. It has to be a much more holistic way. So we, in different workshops with young students around the world, at the HEC in Paris, at the European Business School in Germany, the students creating this wheel of power, and they say, okay, we have to get the knowledge to the NGOs, to the entrepreneurs. Very important, music and art is not a luxury good. We don't come out of the mess without music and art. It's impossible. We need hope. We need, you know, when you stand up every day and you're afraid for $2 to don't know how to feed your children tomorrow, you need something we can hold on. This is not something where we only can say we need it in the development part. So music and art is such an important power. Media education. This is what you guys represented on the highest level, the academic world, the young students. This is where we have to bring it to individuals. And, of course, the public sector. It's an enormous power, and all the stuff. So, and family-owned businesses. I would give you now for the next 3 minutes an example how we're thinking at the moment on a project in Colombia. This is a governor in Caldas who asked Professor Yunus, please, can you give me some advice? Can you help me? Can you give me some navigation? He lives in one of the most richest areas from the nature in the world, but 70% of his people are poor. Unnecessary. Mother Earth gives everything what we need. There's not a single reason why the people are poor there. It's only the system what we're creating there. Nothing wrong. 12 hours sunshine, 12 hours daylight every day, 12 hours night. Balanced from the nature, like more than any other place in the world. You know, you in Canada have a strong winter to survive, and it's hard to work in the winter. They have 365 days best plan. But something is wrong, and 70% of the people are poor. They have water, they have ground. No indicators, then people are poor. So we start in a holistic way, as you see it before, of course, microcredit, this is what my friend Stephen is doing, is always the mother of social business. And we're setting up a new legal and financial framework. So the state of Caldas will invest around 16 million euros. We make a barrier, then the government can't control it anymore. We build up a Grameen Caldas Social Business Trust. We invest this in microcredit, in social business. In the social business, we give, and this is a very important issue of social business, we are business guys. We take money, we give money back. We doesn't take money and we just invest it and have the feeling we can take it like nobody wants to have it back. We take it back and we give it back to the Caldas government without an interest, without any dividend. And we do it in a very special way. We say, Professor Latifi, who's one of the oldest friends of Professor Yunus, 32 years he's working now with him, Professor Yunus, myself, with the Grameen Creative Lab, with the Grameen Trust, and with some people from the government, we built up a core team of 24 people. Every one of them study outside of Colombia. At the moment I pick up the best students and bring them home to Caldas and bring them home to Colombia. They're doctors, they're engineers, they're communication, they're economists, and we try then these people, this ability generation, can make it. And today morning I get a beautiful mail from Professor Yunus. It's a very funny one. So he wrote me, just a moment, I have to pick up my modern fancy technic stuff here. Discussion with the Moscow mayor, and then it was today morning at 5:44. Wish you a successful fishing in Canada. I'm fishing in Moscow. Very good fishing. I would have been several times better if you were here with me. Very good water here. Economic is striking by 7.5% each year. They are looking for ideas. I'm now leaving for Mexico. We'll see you in New York City. Fishing. When we both talk about fishing, we're always talking about the delphine strategy. So there's an enormous blue ocean of social business. And what we try now to do is, like a dolphin, many times guides other fishing in a better water. This is what we are doing. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Hans and Stephen. I've got a million questions. I'm sure you do too. So we'll leave time and after a few more speakers, and we'll have a general discussion period.